Tommy.
We will go away, Tommy.
Hello and welcome to Red News Podcast number 7. I'm joined by the assistant editor John and I'm the editor Barney. And apologies for the loud background noise, but if you don't like the podcast, at least you can listen to the music. We're in a pub and we're closing the season off. We started our first podcast last summer. We were a bunch of moany twats moaning about the squad, what we hope to buy, and now we're finishing the season moaning about the players we bought and the football we saw. So we're putting to bed what we started last summer. We were told by a few readers to stop swearing, so fucking stop swearing, John, in this one. And basically, what do you think of this season, John?
Got what we wanted. Fourth place, you can't be happy with it, but after seventh, fourth is good. Shame after that little run in March, I think it was, that we couldn't kick on and actually get third and automatic entry to Champions League or even push for second, but we weren't good enough. The football we played this year has been, for the most part, pretty shite.
Boring. I'd say it wasn't shy. We got results, efficiency, but the thing is, I think we've watched efficient football for about 4 years, predating the last 2 years. For the last 2 years beyond that, with Fergie, it's just,
and we moan,
although we haven't
that.
Had the process. Well, we moan all the time.
Yeah,
that's when don't we moan? But it's process, philosophy. Like you'd think that night after City has got so drunk, thinking this, you can see this is, and then from there on you go on 6 games where you think, are they getting this? Is it hope? Or I just don't know. You know, the Van Gaal with his speech pissed up at the end of season awards. You think, right, that man, he has the passion for it. He's beginning to get it. But how comes the team aren't showing that sort of passion and aggression all the time?
But does it show an over-reliance, those results, an over-reliance on certain key individuals playing incredibly well, and without them, the rest of the squad isn't good enough or capable of playing in his way? So we kind of came back. We got these results. I'm not saying whether Kanick is the linchpin, but he disappears and the results disappear with it.
But the stats show that. Sorry to bring those bloody stats up, but you think but he's 34 years of age, so we should have prepared for this better. We should have thought there's never going to be another Carrick like there was another Scholes, but you think, I mean, Fellaini's not the answer. If he is, what's the question? But you think, like, right, so we mentioned at the start of the season where he had to get rid of the deadwood, which he did, by and large. We've got rid of all those players. Well, yeah, but most of the ones who did your fucking head in, Nani, Cleverly, they're not coming back. And we bought better. My thing has always been Manchester United should be, in the modern era, challenging for titles. Fourth should never be acceptable.
No.
Where we don't want to think, right, fourth is enough. Well, right, that's the target.
Well, who thinks that? No one thinks fourth.
Well, that's the Glazers, you know, and that was the target. That was his, we must get Champions League football. But to do that, then you want to be...
That's got nothing to do with that, whether the Glazers need it or not. That was a sensible target. For him to come in and say we're going to win the league.
No, I know. Well, he did say we could, but...
Could, well, anyone, technically.
I'm being picky.
His aim, and at least he was open enough to say, is we have to get fourth. Without fourth, you can't attract the players.
Okay.
You may lose some of the players you've already got and you don't want to lose. So De Gea stays or De Gea goes. If we hadn't got Champions League football, absolutely
yeah, but
not
he,
a
right,
chance.
Let's say we don't know. I met someone from United yesterday. They were saying that United don't know, but I'd consider that a negative, because if they don't know by now, then really would have said if he was wanting to stay, but you never know. So, right, the squad, let's go through it. We went through it at the start of the summer last year. De Gea, Valdez, you just don't know, but he's got the credentials. Do we, you know, just too much of a head fuck to even think,
well,
what's going to happen?
You don't want to lose De Gea. He's brilliant. So...
But if we do, and he makes his mind up later and later, who are we going to get?
But if he makes his mind up later and later, I would much rather be in a position where we've got Valdez, who, okay, he's come back off the back of an injury, he's cost you no money, not that that is a particular issue, he's won everything there is to win, he clearly is a top class goalkeeper, who wants to prove himself, likes the manager, and he's sat there, than having Lindegaard.
But yeah, I think we can safely say.
Or anyone else.
Lindegaard is finally, surely, going to make a move.
You'd like to think
he's going
to
pick his nose somewhere else. Right,
that's a good thing.
Right, okay, so I've asked John to provide a squad for United so we can go through, and I see the name of Patrice Evra, Rio Ferdinand, and Anderson on it. So I don't think it's an up-to-date squad. So right back. I like Raphael, but he shows immaturity.
Immature or not, the man can't stay fit.
Well, yeah, but half of them
he's
can't.
Worse than Luis Sahar. He's incapable.
The infamous Toshiba medical systems have played a blinder with the defence.
Well, yeah, but there's only so much they can do. The man is clearly at 50, he will be unable to walk and probably dead. He has to go.
Right. So that's another ponderable. So we need a right back,
yes.
We need a goalie, we need a central defender, we need a midfielder, and possibly two strikers. So Falcao's gone with the best reputation ever for a player who's actually right in front of goal. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love the song, but come on.
Are you terrible? Oh.
He tried.
I know.
But then you tried.
Exactly.
I love the song. Van Persie looks like slapped arse time again, which you thought, we said that last July, and you thought with the manager coming in, surely he'd be all right. He'd be thinking, right, I'll try my hardest, and now the latest quotes. Rooney, I thought, has done very well. He's worked his arse off again. He's been pushed here, there and everywhere. I think if people are moaning about him, he's the least of our worries.
He's nothing to moan about. You can tell he's not a midfielder. With this ridiculous cross-field ping, which looks fantastic when it drops where it should do. But that is not the most effective way to start an attack.
Yeah, but then that's the ridiculous thing of putting him in midfield.
He's not a midfielder.
Have him either as your man behind this class striker that we'll hopefully get. I hope Di Maria stays. Apparently, this lad at United says his wife well and truly wears the trousers in that relationship. So any move would be decided upon her. So Mrs. Di Maria, come on, make sure he stays. Because I think...
You can't go from being that good to this shit.
Unless you're asked to be some sort of Ashley Young type player who's not, where you say, oh, you've got to graft at the back, you know, you've got to become this.
You don't spend that kind of money on someone to graft at the back. He has to be given licence, but to be given licence, there's got to be an outcome.
But can you be given licence in this process?
Yes, of course you can.
Really?
Yeah, every team, there is always space for licence. Mata gets licensed. Okay, it's limited, but...
See, Mata's done well in Herrera, but I sometimes think, did it come by accident, good fortune, or did Van Gaal actually think, well, no, I've not played them, I've picked on them for half the season, then suddenly, oh, Eureka, I'm going to play them together. And it wasn't rocket science again.
I think it was definitely fortune. I don't think he's... This is taking a piss, they turned this
up. Yeah, they don't like what we're saying.
I think it was fortune. I don't think he's a big fan if he could replace at least Mata. And I can sort of see his reasons that...
Yeah, but I that's not my... You know, there's four players there, Mata, Herrera, Di Maria, Rooney, you know, have ability, talent. You just need the worker, grafter behind them to sort of be an enforcer role. And then let teams worry about us rather than us constantly worried about other teams. For years, we had teams coming to Old Trafford who were intimidated, fearful, and that's what we need to get. Someone made the fit in 94-95. We only just conceded four goals at Old Trafford.
Ridiculous.
And you think, now we worry
we're
about...
We're capable of doing that in a game.
Right, Smalling, I thought, had a good season after his red card at City.
He improved.
And looks assured, but he needs someone confident alongside him. Phil Jones, the best moment of the season, possibly his running duck header along the line against Arsenal, which I thought was incredible.
I think any moment involves Phil Jones is just him gurning on the pitch. Him being punched, actually, in the last game of the season was quite amusing. I like that.
Didn't go down.
No, he didn't.
Which is the first time he hasn't gone down all season.
I don't know. I can't decide whether he's just an absolute imbecile who needs shooting or... inside there is actually a really good footballer.
There is something that you think, but you just need to, Evans. I thought he had it. I thought he was potentially the next leader, but his confidence is shot. But when just looks, when he was outmarked by the wind at Stoke, you know, and you think they've just, the wind has blown him off the ball and then actually intimidated him, then that's not salvageable, sadly, at 27 as well.
No, he's too old. In that year or so where we had Rio and Vidic didn't play together, he stepped up and played really well.
With another...
But he's gone. Who out of those three are you going to say we can keep?
Well, Jones and Smalling, and then he's the expendable one.
And then
one.
You need a world-class centre-back to play off. You've got McNair and people like that who can sit and bide their time, because they're too young.
But yeah, Shaw, we think, has got a fat arse.
He's a cripple. At Palace, he went down, he got stretched off with a black eye, was it? Or a bloody nose.
I'm still confused. He did take about four injuries in one little stride there.
He doesn't... He's good going forward. He's not capable of running forward. He just spends his time looking back, which is clearly being taught. He's not doing it naturally. You saw him against Southampton. He's bombing forward. Now, every time he gets a ball, he goes to the run.
He's young. Again, you come to United. I think he's come with a lot of confidence, and it's sort of been, you're in for an eye-opener here. United all sap that out of you unless you show it week in, week out. And it's sort of like, hey, giddy bollocks. You need to keep your head down for a couple of years. You've got a mate, you employ a mate as your driver or whatever. You just need to get used to the pace of United and how it's brutal. United fans can actually, you know, destroy someone unless...
What's that about his mate?
He's got people working for him who are his mates, which sort of logically makes sense, but can be perceived at 19. Hang on. you need to calm your ego a little bit down here. But I think, again, are you saying his first choice? I will notice that I did say in the podcast, my one and only time I've ever got anything right, I said Ashley Young would make something of this season, that Van Gaal would
turn. He's been very good.
He's been our man of the match in so many matches, you think, that either, no offence, but either says how bad a season we've had or how well he's grafted and built into the philosophy and process.
He's still never going to be more, he shouldn't be more than a squad player. But he's been effective, scored goals, assists, good crosses. He still frustrates me that he's incapable of going to the line. But
Valencia better, but just enough of that.
He's not
enough
right back,
of that.
And since his
we've
injury,
had enough
he's not
of this.
You can't be this in the middle.
Well, this is his third ankle operation, isn't it? So I think that's.
I don't think
it's a good little reserve. But you think if United the briefings they're giving that they've got this 150 million to spend again, then you think you've got to get it right, because if you spend 300 million. In 2 years, on the back of, you know, of a squad that, if had major doubts, should be performing much better than it did, and only won the league 2 years ago, then you've got to be.
Yeah.
So I think this is a big test, because there's that angst at Old Trafford, you know, Evans back pass, that there's that thing that, come on, we'll support the away fans, been brilliant again, but you've got to be doing better than this.
Yeah, if you spend 300 million and it's still sat there, let's say midway through the season going, we need a right back, we need a centre mid. You know, if you spend this 56 as we spent with Di Maria, you replicate that, you're fucked, aren't you?
Yeah.
You just end up with a load of players who cost you a fortune and you're still playing the same team. I don't think we will.
This will be Van Gaal's. Memphis Depay, or however you pronounce it. He's supposed to be the business. But then I got excited about Anderson and Nani's YouTube videos. As Anderson's in particular.
Never watched YouTube videos.
Yeah, I think that's the banning of those. I think.
Listen to who says stuff and take it with a pinch of salt. But Van Basten was saying he's the best. He's the best in that league, which. To me, that league's pretty toss.
Yeah, but you said that rude, you know, that's a generalisation bollock statement.
Every now and again, it produces gems.
And a good, I don't know. At least I like seeing us do the business early.
I thought we'd have someone else done by now. At least have people gone. There's...
Yeah, but he only started on... I think the way they're sounding it, as long as... Well, I'm not going to say in Woodward we trust, that's ridiculous, but surely he's learnt the lessons. You cannot... You've got to... Especially with a qualifier early, you know, you can't mess about with that. That could be a real tough game. You've got to be on the ball. And if he's set his targets, then I'd hope that... But it just worries me, the type of football, the default thing is possession, but you can't take, you know, 1-0 lead in this in the Premier League is not enough because it's that much tougher. Yeah.
When you look at Germany, basically outside of the big names, it's embarrassing. Dortmund nearly made European football, and they were in relegation until what felt like about March.
I like Rojo. I've always liked him. I think
you forget about him. Where the hell's he meant to play? Is he a left back? Or is he a centre back?
Yeah, but then that's it, the versatility. Van Gaal, I'm not going to do a Dutch pathetic accent. I'm desperate to, philosophy in process. But I can't do that. Any good?
No.
No.
Well, you didn't even do it.
I was just going to try, but I thought I haven't had enough beers yet. Right, so there's another one. We just don't... Right, so we're on moments of the season. I think one of my moments of the season was selling at Crystal Palace, where the United end was particularly pissed up, and I thought I've just got to show I can still sell across a very drunk United end at half time, where some were pouring beers over themselves. I don't know what that's about. If you paid £4 for a beer, don't spill any of it. And then some of the police came in to try and restore like some semblance of I don't know what. And one of the young United fans went without a hint of irony, "Look, it's the feds." And I just thought, what the fuck? I felt very old at that moment. The other, not safe work or whatever it's called, is one of the Red News sellers has taken for years the piss out of me for my prostate exam when you're over 40, and then fate and karma has bit him on the arse literally because he had to visit the doctors last week and he had an anal cyst which burst during inspection. So that's up there with one of my United highlights of the season. And I would say Van Gaal, which I'll play at this moment, pissed up doing his Louis Van Gaal's army like a seal. I think Anfield, brilliant, Mata, class. The City result, where you just thought this felt good after all we've been through, that felt good. And what about yours, John?
Difficult to get away from Anfield. It's been far too long. Same with the derby. For years of just, or what feels like years and years and years, of them turning up when they're the underdog and beating us convincingly because we don't seem to bother. This year, we wanted it and we seem to want it more than them, and we got a performance, and that was fantastic. Giddy as hell. Outside of that, not too many of them were on the pitch.
QPR home, and we were so excited that we had Di Maria and Falcao signed up that first game after the transfer deadline, where we just thought, my God, this is going to all come together.
Not what's going to
happen. Boosted by that pre-season in America. Look at us go now. Di Maria's goal against Leicester.
See, that was quite good.
When we were 3-1 up that day, and I thought, this is United.
Yeah,
they'll score two, we'll score three. No, they'll score five, we'll score three, and then we'll go backwards for the next 4 months. the win at the Emirates, that was good. Sorry, did I call it by its grotesque sponsor name? Apologies for that.
That was good. There was another... These what we appear to have done this year is these stepping stones. The big results we've got, everything else has just been a bit shit, and the beers have been far more enjoyable than watching the football.
As always. But you want the 90 minutes has often been a distraction from it all, but you want them to be enjoyable, buzzing.
An enjoyable distraction.
The cup game, the defeat against Arsenal, that hurt a lot, because I thought the FA Cup this year, we had such a chance. We could have really...
They've won more than us now.
I know.
That pissed me off. Really pissed me off.
And Welbeck, one of his, four goals as well. You just knew he was going to score that night.
And...
I didn't mind him celebrating, because I thought... You know, this. I'd prefer to see a player celebrate than not, and all this bollocks. I have too much respect. No, you don't, because you got a bit giddy, Danny. you started, you know, you didn't like the treatment you were getting, you started becoming a bit too big for your boots. But he could have still done a job for us. I think Hernandez as well could have. I don't think now, but this season we could have used him for a lot more offsides than we needed.
Well, you can utilise all these players, but there's always got a bit of balance between, yes, we could use Hernandez, yes, we could use him, well, we can keep hold of anyone.
No, I know, but...
But one, they want to play, and if you're not going to play, they're a distraction.
Yeah, but everyone wants to play, so, you know...
Yeah, but everyone wants to play, but you get to the point in the career where they have to play. And we've got to appreciate that.
It didn't work that well for Hernandez. He went off... The thing that surprised... I don't realise, he's 27, so obviously he's gone. That's, you know, he did well for us. I loved his attitude for a long while, but I just thought you could have brought him on in a lot of games, you know, where they were calling for Falcao and then he'd come on and he'd fucking fall over his arse
for saying, "I want to play football," and go to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He was never going to be Real's first choice, was he? And it's that stupidity of someone, a bit like the kids who go to sign, they have one good year in the league at Sanford City or sign for Chelsea. It's like, well.
But then the Falcao thing got ridiculous because I just thought, however much he knew that something's not right, he may go elsewhere and do the business, he just looked confident. But there were some games, you know, with 20 minutes to go and he's not bringing him on and he's bringing Chris Smalling on, or he's doing something bizarre. But he's putting Blackett on at left back, and you just think, come on, just have a go. 4-4-2, there's nothing wrong with just to get the crowd on side. That's what I like Van Gaal. There's a segment now I'll play, which is Brian McClair saying, and I don't know if it's a dig or he's just in our interview we did with him for the last mag here, where he says the way type of football United should play.
Really, there should be a. They're really in people's minds and supposed in hearts. There's a way that Manchester United should be playing, and that's the thing is, we've got to remember it. Really, it's we're supposed to be in the entertainment business. And people are paying an awful lot of money to watch football, and the onus should be on everyone involved in it to try and make it as entertaining as possible.
So we want deep down. We have to win, obviously, the modern game, you know, none of this, I just want to see United play well. But there's a way we can go about it. There's an attacking ethos that I hope, there was a long time this season, a worry of Giggsy. What is he actually saying? Is he just observing? Is he actually nudging Van Gaal and saying, come on?
To use your last point, the Giggs bit, there's far more focus on Giggs as an assistant manager, not on what he's saying, than there ever has been. Our previous point has been Mickey feeling short. No one gives a shit what he was actually saying or what influence he had on the dressing room because he was Fergie. The last time you look back to when anyone cared was Carlos. And that was because we suddenly started playing a formation that we weren't happy with.
Well, that's what I said, this predates. We can remember 4-4-2 being cried out in Nantes in France.
Yeah, exactly. We played shitty football, winning football, for a number of years when he got this in his head that, to an extent, possession is better than excitement and attacking. And he's not the only one. I think how many teams truly.
I know, but then that's where Mourinho. You know he's a winner. You know Mourinho's a winner, but it's just turgid. Come on, just have a go. We want to get off our seats in moments of extreme excitement and then be told to sit down by Stuart. We want something to get us going.
You do want that. Generally, the teams that give you that are in leagues that.
Us. That's what we were brought on.
Yeah, we were brought
on. That's all I ask. That's all I want to see next season.
But we've not seen for years. So to push that on Van Gaal as though he's gone away from this wonderful football,
he has a bit bullshit. I'm sounding too negative. I'm going to be very positive for the rest of the summer. I hope. But he has 11 meetings.
Until we get Matthew.
He has 11. Well, I prefer Bruges. That's what. Imagine that in the bar of 1,000 beers. United fans in that. Oh God, can you imagine? but you think he has 11 team meetings, and you know, it's just he's the Hugo Borst, I think, book.
Is this song perfect for what you're saying? Now,
come on, let's climb some stairs.
Is this your G up for the season?
As if the fuck he's going to be listening to this anyway, but you think in his seal moment that he's thinking, right, how can I turn this? United can play attacking football and win with the right combination. And by August, we might have signed all these players that got us wetting ourselves with excitement. But there's just been a point of, we're the biggest club in the world, with the biggest sponsors, we've got Adidas, and all these people fawning over themselves, paying shed loads to be our toilet sponsors. But at the end, you should be doing more. But then again, I suppose, you know, look at Madrid. They've just fucking sacked a manager who won on the European Cup to replace him with fucking Benitez.
Oh, he's brilliant. I have enjoyed that.
Can you imagine Ronaldo, that first game of next season, looking at him thinking, what? And he gets a notepad out and he goes, right, Cristiano, this is what I want you to do.
A multiple Champions League winner replaced by a fat waiter.
Right, and we're happy that Brenda's stayed on at Liverpool. Delighted with that. Yeah. That's all part of their process.
Despite their good signing today.
And we're happy. Since the course of the last one, we've seen you have a kid.
Yep.
You get married.
Yep.
And then I'm about to have a kid. So we are actually...
adults.
Yeah, we're not adults. We still feel young at heart, but a few mates said this podcast is full of negativity. So we're going to end... I said, that's us. Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
But we're going to end it with a buzz feeling. We're Manchester United. Through good, through bad, we will always be there and we will always watch them. But Louis, make sure your process and philosophy are a little bit more exciting next season. So,
I'll bring Red News in for some process and philosophy talks.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're happy about us leaking the team info. But then you think Mourinho's quotes about when the lad did it at Madrid. I thought, fucking hell, it's lucky I haven't been shot then. So, but I would say that we got a lot of team news right and a lot of gossip right. So support the mag if you can, because fanzines are going under all the time. You know, the world's full of shit.
And we could get shot.
Who by?
Anyone.
Cheers, John. None of you shoot us, by the way. But yeah, support the fanzines. There's only two left, and we do need your support. Every order matters. And after all that boring bollocks, what's your final word then, John?
Cheers.
Thank you.